With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Economist Stephen Moore tells Salem Radio that the Biden economy fell well short of its pledge to build back better.
We inherited an economic mess from Biden, and we're just now finding out how painful the adjustment is to getting back on the right path.
The Federal Reserve concludes its open market committee meeting today. At the end of last year, the Fed reduced its key interest rate three times, a full point, from 5.3 to near 4.3%. Previously, the Fed had rapidly raised its rate to combat inflation. In September, inflation dropped to a three-and-a-half-year low of 2.4%. Today, the Fed expected to leave rates unchanged. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump describing his Wednesday phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky is very good. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The hour-long phone call came a day after the president spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Writing on social media, Donald Trump said the call was to align both Russia and Ukraine in terms of their requests and needs. He said, "We are very much on track." However, both Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of not abiding by an agreement to pause military strikes against energy infrastructure. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Traffic now flowing in and out of the Florida Keys after a brush fire led officials to briefly close U.S. 1. Snarling traffic for hours for those trying to enter or leave the island chain. The fire broke out Tuesday afternoon in southern Miami-Dade County near Florida City. NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams back on Earth. That's being stuck in space for more than 9 months. Their capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. That happened early Tuesday evening, hours after departing the ISS. This is SRN News. Bible sales surging in the United Kingdom.
By every measure, Christianity is in decline all across the UK and has been for most of the 21st century. But somebody wants to read the scriptures. Publishers report that sales of the Bible have risen 87% in the last 5 years, while sales of all other books have gone down. Analysts believe young people, Generation Z in particular, are making most of those Bible purchases, suggesting they have a spiritual hunger and are trying to satisfy it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announcing that a Houston area midwife has been arrested and accused of providing illegal abortions. It's the first time authorities have filed criminal charges under the state's near total abortion ban. Maria Margarita Rojas charged with the illegal performance of an abortion, a second degree felony, as well as practicing medicine without a license. Rojas accused of illegally operating at least three clinics. This is SRN News. Louisiana has used nitrogen to put a man to death, marking the first time that state has used that execution method. Jesse Hoffman Jr., convicted in the 1996 murder of a 28-year-old advertising executive, Mary Elliott. In an effort to limit fraudulent claims, the Social Security Administration will impose tighter identity proofing measures.
That effort will require millions of recipients and applicants to visit agency field offices rather than interact with the agency over the phone. Beginning March 31st, people will no longer be able to verify their identity to the Social Security Administration over the phone, and those who cannot properly verify their identity over the agency's My Social Security online service will be required to visit an agency field office in person to complete the verification process. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.